It took the jury of 6 men and 6 women roughly 30 minutes to return the unanimous verdict in favor of Kelly Jo Griffin. Griffin voted in last fall's city election in Montrose despite being a convicted felon. She testified that she thought her voting rights were restored as soon as she completed a 5-year probation sentence in early 2013. The state accused Griffin of lying about being a felon on her voter registration form as part of a grand scheme to hide her troubled past. Griffin says she was not trying to deceive anyone.
Once a criminal, most people think that you're always a criminal and that you can't change. I believe that people can change. And I hope that this will show people that other people believe that you can change your life around and become a better person.
Lee County Attorney Mike Short says bringing the case was the right decision. He says it came down to what Griffin knew about her voting rights.
And I never know knowledge. Knowledge is something that you have to... that has to be argued about.
Griffin faced up to 5 years in prison if convicted. This was the first case to go to trial in connection with Iowa's 2-year investigation into voter fraud. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.